Since President Trump started his mass deportation efforts, thousands of people have been arrested and detained all across the country. One destination is a county jail in a small Missouri town. That's where community activists have come together to try to support ICE detainees, even though county residents there overwhelmingly voted for Trump in the last election. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull reports.
The Phelps County Jail is an unassuming red brick building tucked behind some trees in Rolla, Missouri, 100 miles southwest of St. Louis. You could easily drive by it and not know that since mid-March, up to 40 ICE detainees are inside each day. They arrive with no help, no support, and most of them don't speak English. Even though they are strangers to Rolla, there's a group of people in this town of 20,000 ready to assist them.
So that's the next thing to talk about. Yeah, so.
10 people are gathered around a table in a back room at Hopper's Pub in Rolla. This is an organizing and strategy meeting for Abide in Love, which formed this spring.
I have just been overwhelmed by everything that's been going on. So I said, okay, immigration is one of the issues that really is important to me.
That's Amy Beechner McCarthy, the group's president. She wanted to bring together like-minded people who were willing to do something to help.
Hopefully in the future we'll be welcoming all immigrants into our community. But the people that were in the jail, that's where we wanted to start working.
Abide in Love recruited more than 50 members through Facebook pages and word of mouth. They set up group chats and a spreadsheet to track inmates coming into the jail. Their first effort was to create a care package for each ICE detainee that they would receive after arriving at the Phelps County Jail. It contains snacks and hygiene products Abide in Love buys through the jail commissary. Each one has a sticker on it with a message in English and Spanish and tells detainees who they are and someone will be reaching out. Lucy Barrett is Abide in Love's secretary. She says they follow up using an app where detainees can receive texts and phone calls and put money in their accounts so detainees can contact their families.
And we're giving them a few dollars. And some of them have said, no one's reached out to me. Bless you, no one's doing this work. I do think it's making a difference because they're telling us that it's making a difference.
One of those detainees is Fernando Herrera Cruz. He was brought to Phelps County Jail after the trailer he was hauling for his roofing job got a flat tire and was blocking the street. When police arrived, he was arrested and brought in by ICE. He says he had no way to contact his family until Abide in Love found him.
If you don't have family here, well, you can't communicate with them. If no one puts money in your account from the outside, then you can't speak to anyone.
The reason the detainees are here, often far away from where they were arrested, is Phelps County Jail has had a contract with the federal government to house inmates for more than 20 years. For most of that time, they consisted of people arrested by the U.S. Marshal. But in January, the jail completed and opened an expansion that doubled its capacity. Shortly after, the Trump administration started its mass deportation efforts, and Phelps County Sheriff Mike Kern says ICE piggybacked on those existing federal contracts with jails around the country, and the Phelps County Jail had space. ICE didn't return calls for comment, but Kern says Phelps County gets $85 a night for each federal detainee it houses. Those fees help his department pay for public safety in the county. But he also supports Abide in Love's efforts. He's met with the group multiple times, helps them navigate the jail's protocols, and it's his staff that puts the stickers on the care packages. Kern says Abide in Love is an example of Phelps County's generosity and compassion.
It's our job to hold people. It's not our job to punish people. We try to give them the best environment for, you know, a tough time in their life. I mean, we're here to keep them safe, to get them through the process, and to house them. And if anything would make that easier on them, I'm willing to do that.
Abide in Love members are quick to praise Kern for his help and willingness to work with them. Max Toline is an Abide in Love member. He says Phelps County's cooperation, though, doesn't mitigate his concerns that ICE's actions are immoral and unconstitutional. He says Abide in Love will work within the system to help detainees, but it's also a protest.
Abide in Love is a group that has an idea about how this country could become a better place based on the way we are living in it and the kindness that we show to our neighbors and the respect and the love that we show to our neighbors. They are the height of patriotic.
Toline concedes that may be a minority opinion in Phelps County, where more than 70% of voters cast ballots for Donald Trump in the last election. Abide in Love is raising money and hopes to expand its services for detainees. For NPR News, I'm Jonathan Aull in Rolla, Missouri.